Hello everyone, just want to read a few verses of the Word of God together. I pray God to bless the reading of His Word even now to our hearts. 1 Corinthians and chapter 1, and beginning to read at the verse 1. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he was seen of Cephas, and then of the 12. And after that he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some are fallen asleep. And after that he was seen of James, then of all the apostles. And last of all he was seen of me also, as of one born out of due time. Amen. I pray God to bless the short reading of his word even to all of our hearts. When we look at the life of the Apostle Paul, we see very simply he was a man who was separated on to the gospel of the Lord Jesus. He was devoted to this message. He says in Romans 1 and verse 1 that he was separated on to the gospel of God. He had given up everything, left family, possessions, ambitions, everything in his life. He left all of this for the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the writing to the church of Philippi, in chapter 1, verse 17, he said to that church, "For I am set for the defence of the gospel." So he's defending it. And read the Bible. He had to stand at times against false teachings, false doctrines, false apostles. He had to stand for the truth of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. He says, "I am defending this gospel message." And in this particular chapter, he says, "I declare unto you the gospel." And dear friends, he declared this message. Of course he did. Read him about him in the New Testament, his missionary journeys, different countries, different cities, different places he went. And listen, he preached, he declared this gospel message. He proclaimed that. Remember the Lord Jesus had said, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." And so he declared the gospel message. What is the gospel? It's Easter time. What is it? What is the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ? Well, I believe it's in the passage that we read together. Now, first of all, we see the great theme here, or the theme of the gospel. And Apostle Paul says here how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. Here is the great theme of the gospel, the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus Christ. Apostle Paul says here, Christ died. Now we have the certainty of his death. Apostle Paul was absolutely sure that the Lord Jesus had died. He was certain about this. Christ died. He died. Now read the Bible, of course. We find this is true, how he went to the cross, how he suffered upon the cross. In John chapter 19, for instance, it tells us about the soldiers coming and to break the legs of Christ to quicken his death. They thought he wasn't dead, but they saw he was dead already. He's dead. And here the Apostle Paul tells us very, very plainly that Christ died. The certainty of his death. Now, you think everybody believed that, but it is not so. You think of the religion of Islam, that large religion, multitude of people follow it. It's a false religion. They teach and do not believe the Lord Jesus died. But here it tells us in the Bible, he has died. The Lord Jesus Christ has died. The certainty of his death. Listen, the very cause of his death. Why did the Lord Jesus die? Why did he suffer upon the cross? Christ died, listen, for our sins. Apostle Paul tells us why he died. He died for our sins. This is the gospel. We're all sinners. We've all sinned against God. The Bible is very clear in Romans 3 verse 23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That's all of us. But here it tells us he loves us, he came, he bled, he died upon the cross for our sins, not for his. The Lord Jesus Christ did no sin. He knew no sin, friends. The Lord Jesus died for our sins. This is a teaching of the Bible. He died because he loved us. He came from heaven to save us, to give us everlasting life. This is the message of the gospel. Christ died for our sins. Here is the cause of his death, the completion of his death. Nobody goes on to say, and was buried. He was buried. Read the gospels. It tells us how Pilate was, how Joseph came before Pilate, and he begged the very body of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he took him and laid in his own tomb. Listen, he was buried. He was buried. The confirmation of his death. Listen, according to the scriptures. This is the teaching of the Bible. This is the message of the gospel. That God loved us and he sent Jesus Christ into this world to be our Savior and to die and to offer himself, to be our sacrifice, to be our substitute. And he did this. And he bled and died and he suffered upon the cross according to this Bible, according to the scriptures. The great prophet Isaiah, hundreds of years before this, he says, "But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes were healed." According to the scriptures, the Bible, Old Testament points forward that Jesus Christ is going to come. He's going to bleed, he's going to die. He's going to be our Saviour. This is the message of the gospel. Christ Jesus came into the world to save us. And dear friends, he went to the cross. He died. He suffered for our sins, none of his own, according to the scriptures. The great theme here of the gospel. Christ died. At this Easter time, we remind ourselves again of the crucifixion of the Son of God. And I just want you to stop for a moment. Maybe someone who's listening to my voice who's not saved and you're in your sins and you're lost and friends heading down towards hell without a Saviour, without Christ. What do you think of this? The Son of God coming into this world, living a perfect life and going to the cross and shedding his blood for sinners like you and I. This is the gospel. This is good news. This is the message of the Bible. Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. The Apostle Paul talks about the testimony of the gospel because he goes on to say here in verse 4, and he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. He rose again from the dead. What's the Apostle Paul said? I want you to think of this. Jesus is alive. He's alive. He's a living Saviour. He rose again the third day according to the scriptures. The Apostle Paul tells us here the testimony of the gospel. Jesus is alive. That's why we find the apostles going out after the death of Christ and preach with great boldness, friends. The resurrection of Jesus Christ. They were filled with courage. They were filled with boldness. Because Jesus is alive. Why? Because I saw him. It's just a reliable testimony. About five times here in these verses, he tells us about the Lord Jesus Christ's resurrection. Listen, he was seen. he was seen. You find that in verse 5. And that he was seen of Cephas, Peter, that is, of course, and of the 12. So he appeared to Peter. And then, remarkably, it tells us in the verse 6, and after that, listen, he was seen of above 500 brethren at once. So it tells us here that the Lord Jesus is seen about 500 people at one time. Every eye was upon him. 500 of them looked. There he was. The Son of God who died upon the cross. They saw something. They saw the Lord Jesus is alive. And then he talks about how he was seen of James and then of the apostles. And then he says, last of all, he was seen of me. I saw him. The resurrected Christ, the living Saviour. When I was lost and I was heading down towards hell, he was seen of me. I saw him. And the Apostle Paul is telling us here about this remarkable testimony. He's alive, this reliable testimony, because of the witnesses. And he named them. I thought he said, well, just one saw him. He said, maybe he's mistaken. Maybe he only thought he saw him. But listen, friends, you can follow the Gospels that by many infallible proofs, they saw this very, very great truth of the Gospel. Jesus Christ, he's alive, a remarkable testimony. Verse 20, he's risen, the first fruits from the dead. A reliable testimony because here of the witnesses, he was seen. I never seen him. Now, if you, my friends, you have not seen him as well. But he is alive. It's a testimony. There's a testimony from these men who saw him. They saw him. They saw he died. Listen, they saw he's alive. This is a remarkable testimony, a reliable testimony because of the witnesses, because of the word. You know what he says here? According to the scriptures. According to the Bible, when I read the Bible, when I read of the Lord Jesus Christ, he says himself, for instance, in Luke 9, verse 22, the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected of the elders and chief priests and scribes and be slain. Listen, and be raised the third day. There was a number of times the Lord Jesus told his disciples that he would rise again the third day. Teach of the Bible. Do you believe the Bible? I believe it. You know why? It is the Word of God. The Scriptures. It's the Word of God. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. The Word of God is true. Well, we can depend upon this book, friends. We can rely upon the Word of the living God. Jesus is alive. Oh, this Easter time. We remember Christ died. He died a horrific death. He died because he loved us. He died for our sins. But Easter Sunday, he's alive. Up from the grave, he arose. Death could not hold him. Satan could not hold him. He's up. He's risen. That's why they said, the Lord is risen indeed. Friends, you can go around all the graves of these other false religions. Their body's still in the grave. They're still in the tomb. Well, you can go to Jerusalem. Some of us have been out there in Jerusalem and they've been in a tomb. It's an empty tomb. He's not there. The Lord Jesus is alive. This is the gospel. This is the message. You and I need a living Saviour to save us. The Lord Jesus Christ is that one. He is the only one. And here he tells us he died according to the scriptures and he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. The great testimony of the gospel. And the Apostle Paul says, I declare unto you the gospel. And then he tells us what he said. Oh, dear friends, you've heard these truths before. But do you believe him? Do you believe him? Do you believe the Lord Jesus loves you? Do you believe that he died for your sins? Do you believe that he's rose again the third day from the grave. Dear friends, this is the gospel of the Lord Jesus. Think about the task of the gospel. The Apostle Paul talks here about, in verse 2, by which also ye are saved. Remarkable. How were they saved? By hearing this gospel. Do you remember the Lord Jesus said to his disciples, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And so they went out and they preached the gospel. Why did they go out and preach the gospel? Because he who believes will be saved. And the Apostle Paul, talking to those people, said about received, you have received. So people hear this message. Because by faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. They hear it. They hear about their lost estate. I am lost. I'm lost in my sin. I'm heading down towards hell. I'm without a saviour. I'm lost without a saviour. And they hear that Christ came into the world to save us. He bled, he died, he rose again from the dead. They hear this message. Listen, it's not enough just to hear it. Dear friends, we are to believe it. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Listen, we receive it. You have received, he says to this people. In other words, they turn from their sin. They turn from their sin and they come to Jesus Christ and say, Lord, would you save me? I receive this message. There's no other message. There's no other Saviour but the Lord Jesus Christ. We sing that tremendous hymn, and a very simple hymn with the boys and girls. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Dear friends, have you received this message? Do you believe it? You say, well, I believe it. Well, that's good enough. But have you repented from your sin? And have you asked the Lord Jesus to be your Saviour? We're living in hard times. We're preaching in our studies now to people. There's a plague outside, dear friends. People are dying. And we know, of course, we're all dying. Are you ready to die? Are you ready to leave this scene of time? I'm asking that question personally to your heart. Are you ready to meet God? The Bible says, prepare to meet thy God. How are you to prepare? Well, here it is in the gospel of Jesus Christ. The gospel, it is the power of God unto salvation. It is through Christ and Christ alone that you can be saved. There's no one else can save you. No one else can take away your sin. God sent his Son to be the Saviour of the world. He loves us. And the Lord Jesus came to save us. Friends, the gospel is good news. I need someone to save me. So do you. You need someone to take away your sin. Here it is. The Lord Jesus Christ. You can trust him. You can turn with all your heart and come to him. You know what he says? Him that cometh unto me, I will no wise cast out. Oh, friends, I urge upon you to come to Christ and to turn from your wicked ways and to trust him. It is not your church. It is not creeds. It is not your works that save. The Bible says, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that none of yourselves. It is a gift of God. Listen, not of works. Lest any man should boast. Oh, you need to turn to Christ. Because you need a Saviour. There it is. This is the gospel. This is the good news, friends. Jesus saves, and his blood, it washes whiter than snow. And you need your sin forgiven before you come before God, or you'll be lost for all eternity. But the good news is Christ can save you. The good news of the gospel, he can take away your sin. He can bring you to God. He can give you everlasting life. This is good news. We're living the day where there's bad news. Bad news all around. Every time we put the television on, there's a great number of people dying in the United Kingdom and all over the world. Oh, dear friends, it's Easter time. Think of the death of Christ. Think of his love, his mercy. Think about the life that he can give you. Would you come and trust him? In your home, in your heart, repent of your sin. It's time to seek the Lord and come to Christ. Say, Lord Jesus, you died for me. You rose again for me. You shed your blood to take away my sin. Lord Jesus, I ask you to be my Savior. Come to him with all your heart. I trust this Easter Sunday the Lord Jesus will bless these few thoughts of the gospel to your heart. And may God bless and watch over each and every one of us today and in the days that lie ahead. Amen.